Hey there, Digital Explorers. Rachel Cotta here, your friendly guide through this wild world of technology and human connection. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of yourself? You know that feeling when you reach for it instinctively, even though you're not really doing anything? It's almost like we're addicted to the little buzzes and pings, right? Well, today we're diving into something super important. Prioritizing real-life connections over screen time. Because let's face it, scrolling through endless feeds can leave us feeling empty, even though our thumbs are practically doing a marathon. It's time to reclaim our attention, recharge our souls, and reconnect with the beautiful chaos of being human. So, what are some key takeaways to help you break free from that digital vortex and rediscover the magic of real-life connections? Firstly, awareness is everything. Before you even think about reaching for your phone, take a moment to pause. Ask yourself, do I really need to check this right now? Or, better yet, is there something more fulfilling I could be doing with my time? You might be surprised by the answer. Secondly, set boundaries, baby. It's like setting up digital fences around your precious time and energy. This doesn't mean deleting social media entirely unless that works for you. But maybe designating certain times as phone-free zones, dinner with loved ones, a walk in nature, even just 15 minutes before bed to wind down. You can even use those apps that track your screen time. Thirdly, get creative with your downtime. Remember all those hobbies you used to love? Or maybe there's something you've always wanted to try. Reading a good book, learning a new language, taking up painting, the possibilities are endless. Find something that sparks joy and makes your soul sing. It's amazing what happens when we shift our focus from screens to experiences. Now think about our social life. Remember those awkward silences at gatherings because everyone was glued to their phones? Time to break that cycle. Next time you're hanging out with friends or family, put the devices away and truly engage in conversation. Listen actively, share stories, make eye contact, be present in the moment. It's a game changer. And finally, remember that it's okay to unplug sometimes. We all need a digital detox every now and then to recharge our batteries and reconnect with ourselves. Think of it like taking a refreshing dip in a cool pool after a long day pure bliss. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're at a park, surrounded by the vibrant colours of nature, the gentle rustling of leaves, and the laughter of children playing. You're sitting with your friends, sharing stories and enjoying each other's company. No phones in sight. No notifications pulling at your attention. Just genuine connection and pure joy. Now imagine that same scenario, but everyone's glued to their screens. The vibrant colours fade into a dull grey, the laughter is replaced by the monotonous hum of notifications, and the connections feel superficial and fleeting. Which scene resonates more with you? That's what I thought. Real-life connections have an unparalleled power to enrich our lives. They bring joy, support, understanding, and a sense of belonging that simply can't be replicated in the digital world. So, remember those key takeaways we discussed. Awareness, boundaries, creativity, social engagement, and the occasional digital detox. Take them to heart, put them into practice, and watch as your life transforms. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favourite ways to prioritise real-life connections over screen time? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison, the dopamine cure for screen addiction, and burn out new episodes every day packed with practical tips and inspiring stories to help you navigate this digital age with intention and purpose. Until next time, stay connected, stay grounded, and keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.